This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the best of humanity that a crisis can bring out, the opposite is also sadly true. Some people just don't shine in times like these. You've heard perhaps of tip baiting? It's a thing, apparently, when an Instacart user tries to lure a shopper to accept the order with promises of a big tip, only to reduce or delete the tip entirely once the delivery has been made. Instacart says it's not a common practice, but gig workers have been calling on the company to stop it anyhow. And this is not, by the way, the first fight over in-app tipping on gig platforms. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
The base wages gig workers earn from platforms like Uber or Instacart can be really variable based on distances, the level of demand, and the mysterious algorithms set by the apps. That's why full-time LA food delivery driver Skylar Odd says tips are so important.
Tips are 50% of my income currently. And without those tips, I would be probably operating below poverty level.
So he pays close attention to the apps. Some platforms set a default tip, while others make it a choice to opt in. Michael Lin is a consumer behavior professor at Cornell.
What you ask for and how you ask for it can impact the amount that people leave.
Because the biggest factor in tipping is social pressure. In a restaurant, that comes from a physical person looking over your shoulder. But online, it can be built into the app.
The larger those kind of default options are, those who do tip leave a larger amount.
But there's a catch. As the ask gets bigger, a higher share of people will choose not to tip. They have a negative reaction to social pressure. And that sour taste is what gig platforms are hoping to avoid, says Ravi Dhar, a marketing professor at Yale.
Takes away the idea that the relationship is more transactional and people have a higher customer experience overall.
In theory, forcing users to think about a tip could make them less likely to use the service. All that being said, delivery driver Skylar Odd points out there's another big variable he's been pleasantly surprised by lately.
Oh my gosh, people have just been incredible. I've had many, many, many generous tips, a lot of them over $100 for a simple grocery run.
And a tweak of the app wasn't even needed. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.